Health. There are no plans to scrap the expanded free maternal care, Linda Mamabori Shajami Health Program, but the government intends to make it more efficient under the Social Health Insurance Fund, SHIF. Prime Cabinet Secretary's spouse Tessie Musalia Mudavadi assured Kenyans and mothers in particular that, under SHIF, efficiency and accountability would be enhanced, adding that disbursement of the free maternity money will be made timelier. Ms. Musalia, who was speaking at the Marsabit County Referral Hospital when she handed over 13 state-of-the-art neonatal incubators to six counties in the arid and semi-arid lands, ASIL, region, asked Kenyans to be optimistic about President Ruto's promise for a need-driven universal health care in the country. She assured that under SHIF, efficiency and accountability would be enhanced while disbursement of the free maternity money will be made timelier, and urged Marsabit residents to register for the scheme. The incubators, valued at over ₱11.5 million donated under the Akoa Malaika Preterm Aid Program, went to Marsabit, which received three, while the other five counties of Samburu, Isiolo, Turkana, Wajir and Mandera got two baby incubators each. Part of the 13 baby incubators donated to six counties in the ASIL region by the Prime Cabinet Secretary's spouse Tessie Musalia Mudavadi led a Koa Malaika program at cost of over ₱11.5 million. She said the activities of a Koa Malaika were aligned with the government's Vision 2030 development plan, which also aims at alleviating poverty and reducing inequalities in the country. Ms. Musalia, who was accompanied by county first ladies from the benefiting devolved units, including the host Alamitu Jitani, added that the organization majored on infant preterm mitigation interventions by distributing neonatal equipment to hospitals in Kenya in order to ensure the well-being of mother and child. The Akoa Malaika program aligns itself with our government's efforts to reduce infant mortality rates by ensuring a vibrant health sector under universal healthcare coverage, she said. At the same time, Ms. Musalia asked local communities to heed advice against retrogressive customary practices like early pregnancies that could negate gains being made, just as the government strives to blend modern medical treatment with the traditional way of treatment. As much as the government respects the cultural practices of the local communities, not only here in Marsabit, but across the country, I would advise against those found harmful and retrogressive, she remarked. In her remarks, Ms. Jitani blamed the infant mortality rate in Marsabit, which stands at 23/1000, to failure by local communities to shun outdated and unsafe cultural practices such as female genital mutilation, FGM, and early forced marriages. She pointed out that teenage pregnancies contribute to 29% of maternal deaths in the county and urged locals to say no to the regressive practice. Ms. Jitani commended Akoa Malaika for the donations, saying the incubators added to the list of the much-needed medical equipment that are critical in the provision of quality healthcare services. She also asked Marsabit residents to enroll for the Social Health Insurance Fund, as the program was not only meant to improve access and quality of maternal healthcare services but universal healthcare for all. The distribution of the baby incubators to the ASIL counties brings to 16 the number of devolved units that have benefited with the equipment from Akoa Malaika, an offshoot of the Mudavadi Foundation. During the occasion, several mothers with newly born babies were gifted with baby kits. The Prime Cabinet Secretary's wife Tessie Musalia Mudavadi, holding baby, shares a light moment with a Marsabit couple, Nasibo Sora, who she had gifted with a baby kit for their newly born. Ms. Musalia was in the county to hand over incubators donated by a Akoa Malaika program. On the right is Marsabit County First Lady Alamitu Jitani.